What up, people? It's your boy Justin Ramos here with a brand new episode of Just the Kid from Brooklyn, East New York. What's up? Look who we have here today. You know, it took me not 1 year, not 2 years, but damn near 3 years.
Stop.
To get La Loca on my podcast.
Stop. You had a chance many times. You're in the studio with me, but you didn't do it. You could have recorded it right then and there.
The time that I did it in the studio, I was like, yo, come get on it. Nah, that's between you and Tender. That's between you and Tender.
Oh, that was your episode with him. Of course, I want him to shine. That's my baby. I'd rather him do his episode and then I'll do my own. You were there for I don't know how many months and not years, but months. Oh, was it years? And you didn't say afterwards, like, yo, come on, let's do this right now.
You see how, you see, this is why the rivalry between Puerto Ricans and Dominicans exists.
Shut your ass up.
It started over a baseball game, and now we're here. You see, you see?
You are so dumb.
It's ridiculous.
On?
Just because y'all won the Classic this year does not mean y'all are number one. Huh?
Oh, you almost made me forget about that. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my Dominicans. Dominicano soy de mis raíces. Yo no voy a olvidarme. Monte Quisqueya y la llevo la sangre.
That's La Loca, ladies and gentlemen. This is why I'm glad she's on the freaking show, finally. So what's up?
Dímelo, mi gente.
What's up? What's up? How you been?
Not, man. It's been crazy. Being a mom is... Yo. Hey. Just talking about her. She acting up. It's been fun and crazy. Life has been a whirlwind roller coaster for all of us, from the coronavirus to losing jobs, getting jobs, gaining weight, losing weight, getting a dog, becoming a mom. You know, it's an adventure that I will not forget. What about you? What's been going on with you?
You know, getting in my I Am Legend body mode, you know.
Y'all see you on the ground flexing. You a married man. You better stop all that BS. Let me stop. Yo,
she's nodding as you say that.
She should. Okay. I'd be like, nah, pump your brakes, kid.
Yeah, she like, slow down. You losing it a little too much, a little too, you know, too quick.
Yo, Tinder is losing weight too. And I'm like, yo, you is a baddie. Like, my man was always fine. Like, let's not get twisted. But it's like I'm meeting a new man. Like, the way his clothes is fitting, the way he walking. You know, when anybody loses weight or their body changes for the better, it's like you get a new person. It's just a new swag.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it all, boy. Oh, yes. I'm just waiting for my ring, though. I keep telling him, like, yo, my dude. It's going on. It's on 4 years now. The knee needs to bend, and you need to start asking me a special question.
Uh-oh.
I know. I feel like I'm pressuring him, but still, I don't give a damn. I think I've earned it.
I think so. You guys have been doing very well.
Yeah, you know, I think we've been doing more than well.
Listen, I was there. I've seen the chemistry. I know.
Yes! You see that? So, but yeah, you know.
He know the drill. Whatever you say. Like, okay.
Happy wife, happy life. Yes, he did,
exactly.
Motto.
Exactly.
Just like you should. Like, I mean, listen, I'm not what we women, when we say, when you guys say that happy life, happy wife, happy life, you guys make it seem so dreadful. Like, we're over here cracking whips on you. But it's not even that. We make sure that you're well taken care of, you're happy. So return the favor and make sure that we're happy and we're taken care of.
That's true. That's true. Listen, all the Yeezys that she got is because of me.
Oh,
that's
my
all
God.
I want to say.
Yeezys don't count. Sneakers
I
don't
know.
Count. A roof over my head, that counts. Food that's in my true. Belly, that counts. Like, that's major.
That is very true. We do that for each other, though, so.
See, and that's even better. And my back blown out. Oh, yes, that counts.
I knew that was coming.
Yes, honey. Yeah, he already knows. He know what the deal is.
So
how's the podcast world going for you? Is it like, you know, it's not the same as radio, but is it good? Like, you loving it? Because I'm still thinking about going back into that world.
I like it. I mean, because, you know, I'm talking about a little bit of everything. Like, my longest episodes are when I have guests, right? So that's always fun. Like I've done a couple in the last 3 to 4 weeks with comedians, and they've been pretty good, I would say. I would say so. So, and then, you know, I do my sneaker episodes and I'm giving out information on what's coming out. And then I got my wrestling episodes. And so it's a little bit of everything.
Yes. I'm proud of you, kid. It's not like you just started it now. You've been doing this for a minute, but you know, being consistent is key, especially during the times that we're in. People could fall off this wagon quick. Like, I'm bored. I want to do more.
I agree. I think you should get back into it. I mean, you know, we had something in the works. But, you know, 2020 messed everything up. So.
Sure did. It sure did. And 2021 isn't, it's not like it's paradise, because, you know, it's just hard to like say, like for me, at least, I'm not speaking for nobody else. I'm not speaking for you. But for me, it's just been hard to stay focused on one thing.
I agree.
So I, you know, like every time I keep telling everybody, I want to do this and I want to do that, I'll start it for like a week or so. And usually I'll finish everything and I'll do it all. But this go around, oh, my mental is all the way messed up. I realize that I'm an outdoor person.
Me too.
I need to be around things, not even people. I just need to be around things.
Right.
And this quarantine has fudged
it's
me.
It's like we took everything for granted, and now that we can't do much, we're like, we got cabin fever every day. Every day is Groundhog Day. You remember the movie?
Yeah, man.
That's how it feels.
Yo, for
I don't even know what today is. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like the same.
Yo, I thought Wednesday was Monday.
See?
And I'm like, yo, I can't wait for Friday. Don't know why, because it's not like I'm going out doing anything. But I'm like, I can't wait for Friday. And when I realized it was Wednesday, I was all messed up. But, it is what it is. I think I mentioned this on the show that I'm on, my radio show. I had, like, the only breakdown.
Wait, hold on. But what show is that? You got to tell people.
Oh, I got my own morning show on 108 Soul. I'm still waiting for you to come up with something that you're going to do on the show with me, but I do my morning show. I finally got what I wanted, which is a morning show, and it's an internet radio station, online station, which is, it's cool. It's fun. I'm enjoying it. It's not, you know, I guess for me, in my mind, it's not the same as terrestrial radio, but I'm loving it because, you know, I get to play whatever I want. I get to really say whatever I want. That's a good freedom. But when you are so programmed and you went to school to do what it is that you want to do on like terrestrial radio and not doing it, it's like you battle yourself all the time. Like, am I really doing this? Am I really,
right?
You know, am I on the radio or am I not on the radio?
Well, listen,
but I'm blessed though. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm working.
You're doing a great job. I salute Jamie. I saw him 2 days ago. He was at a comedy show. I'm in my head like, yo, you getting up tonight? He's like, nah, man, I'm here promoting. He's giving out masks and flyers. I said, go ahead, Jamie, do your thing, man. He's like, yep.
Yeah, he's a good friend. He's always supporting all of us. So you know, he has his real job, and then he comes to help. He always asks us, hey, what do you need help with? What do you need help with? And he's always supporting. So that's dope.
Yeah. And then for the people that don't know, like, quick backstory on us. Like, we met, I think it was the beginning of 2018. You were doing Pop Culture Vultures with Utopia.
Yes.
And you guys had, oh God, what name do we use? Kevin Mason, a.k.a. Avery Mason is his professional name.
Or Grimm.
Black Grimm is from Power. He brought me down to meet you guys, specifically to meet Utopia, because he's like, oh yeah, I went to John Dewey with her. Like, he was showing off, you know. Kev is humble, but he does show off a little bit.
As you're supposed to, especially when you work hard.
Right. And then he was like, yeah, I think her homegirl's gonna be there. They do a podcast, you should come. I'm like, okay. And that's how we met. And then fast forward to like, I think that summer of 2018, I had reached out to you and Utopia because I was trying to get in an internship program for school, because it was my last year at LaGuardia and I wanted that under my belt. And the rest is history. Like I got denied by you know who. He didn't like my interview. And you were like, you know, it's okay. Just come down the hallway. I'm in the studio. You're going to get an internship regardless of what he says. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
And then my first day, you're introducing me to people. We meet, I forget his name, but the marketing director.
Oh, man, I forgot his name. Yeah.
Anyway, that guy. And you're like, yeah, this is Justin. This is my new intern. You started today. Hey, you want a job? I didn't even get to say yes. You answered for me. Yes, he'll take it. I'm like, oh, fuck. Okay, is that how this is working? Next thing I know, I got an ID and boom.
And you work what, one day, or you didn't work at all before all this shit happened?
In the beginning, I was there 4 times a week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And you worked with me one event. That's right. It was in
Newark.
Newark, yeah, man.
We did like that. It was like a family type day, and they had activities.
The hospital.
Yeah, it was a community day. There you go.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Mm-hmm. It's rare, at least I guess for me in New York and compared to Florida, it's rare that we had events. We didn't really go out in the streets like in Florida. When you do radio, that was another thing when I was working here in New York. Like in Florida, we're in the streets. We out there getting it, grinding for real, for real. But in New York, we don't really do those things here. We're not in like car dealerships or new restaurant openings or new department store openings. Like, cause that's where you make your money, your side money. But here, nah. Like, and that's one thing I do miss about radio, I guess, is being out there. But you got to experience it. That was good.
Come on, man. Like, the funny thing about working with you, right? Even though it was one, first of all, okay, ladies and gentlemen, I interned for her once a week. But if she knew I was in the office, she would text me, Justin, can you come in? Justin, can I need you to walk so-and-so to the back studio. I'm like, wait, hold on. You mean like Boyz II Men, Nathan? Yes?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I ran to the freaking lobby to get him. I was like, hey, sir. Hey, how you doing? I'm Justin. Look, I want you to walk you down to the studio. Is that okay? Yeah, no problem. I was so excited. Like, you know, you meet JD. Come on, Kwame, right? Kwame.
Oh, yeah.
When I told him who I was, he was like, wait, what? You're Tana's cousin. I was just at their house yesterday. So, shout out to Tana and Dana Dane.
That's your cousin?
Tana is my cousin, yep. And Dana is her husband.
Oh, and Kwame is super close to them.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're all that whole crew, like Chubb Rock and Slick Rick and Kwame, Nice and Smooth. They're all very close.
Get out.
So, but yeah, no, man, what? I was mad that I didn't start when you interviewed Janet. Okay, that was a week before I started. You have no idea. I'm like, yo, what? How did I miss this?
Yeah, yo, I didn't know. The thing is, I didn't even know she was coming till probably, what was it, the day before? Maybe like the day before or two that I found out she was coming. And then they were like, we don't even know if she's really going to come. Because that happens a lot in radio. They'll be like, oh, we're going to schedule this interview. And then all of a sudden, they stub their toe. I'm not coming in. I'm not going to do an interview.
Yeah.
Or they'll get there and they don't like the vibe. They pack their ish and bounce.
I remember working on questions for 3 fucking hours and only JD showed up and Escape was on another station the next morning.
Yeah
I remember that.
Yeah. So much things happened, but that Janet Jackson. Yo, I think out of my whole career, Janet was the one that I loved the most. Oh, I loved it. She was so dope. She was hella nice. And in the beginning, it was like she sat there and I'm waiting for her. I messed up my knee. Remember, it was around my softball time. She comes in and first she didn't, like, let me tell you how much of a boss, and how she wants it a certain way, she gets it. She gets to the building. Everything's fine. They sneak her in and they sneak her out. But she comes to where we're going to do the interview. I think there was maybe one or two people extra that she didn't like. She said, I want this room cleared out. Everybody left, even her people. And then, but she let Mr. Tinder there because he had a camera in his hand. So she left Mr. Tinder there. Everybody but me and Mr. Tinder are in there. And wow. We're sitting down, and then everybody else, you know, like, she allowed everybody else to walk in, whoever she wanted. She sits down before the interview, we're talking, like, just straight up, you know, how are you? And then we talk about back in the day, how she says she played softball. And I was like, oh, I played softball. That's how I hurt my leg. We talk about past relationships. We talked about family, like, things that I wasn't, because they tell you beforehand, don't ask this question. And before we did the interview, she's sitting there chopping it up. Like, I felt like I was...
Like best friend.
Yes. She is divulging all the information. I didn't ask her because, you know, I'm not that type of interviewer to sit there and be like, yo, so I heard your baby daddy did this and I heard your baby mama did this. That's not my cup of tea. I can't do that. I feel guilty. But she sat there and was like, oh, girl, let me let my hair down and take my bra off. But she didn't do that. But that's how the vibe it was. And it was so nice. I was like, girl, you are the shit. Her and Mary J. Blige. Oh, me and Mary? Yo, I mean, I'm acting like she's my bestie. But we did an interview outside in front. She did an interview with everybody in the front. And then I did an interview with her in the back for the on air, because one was for online and one was for on air. And I ended up doing the on air one. And we're talking, and right after the interview, we start chopping it up and we start going X for X. That was classic. Yeah. We were like comparing crazy. Oh, this person did this to me. Oh, well, girl, this one did this one to me. And then this one did this one to me. And I was just like, wait, am I having this moment right now with Mary J. Blige comparing relationships? Horrible ones, not the good ones. Horrible ones. Oh, honey, it was hilarious. I was dying, I tell you. But it was a dream come true. But Janet, boy, yes, sir. That was the schnigs right there. And then fast forward, now here we are. Coronavirus, interviews.
Nothing. Yeah, nothing. Nothing's going on. Like, some of the popular New York shows now, there's like nobody's in the studio. They're still at home. Some people are in the studio, but they're like by themselves, and then their co-hosts are at home still.
I know that it's now a lot more flexible to do interviews, like, you know, because anybody can get on the phone and do it, or a Zoom, or, but I don't like them. I've been offered to do interviews with people, like artists are like, hey, their publicist, can you interview this person?
Right.
I don't feel the connection. I don't like it. I need to see at least your face. I hate doing phone interviews. Oh, I've always hated them, because it's just, you don't get a vibe. You can't tell what they feeling to go on to another question. So there's a lot of dead air when you're doing interviews on the phone. But, you know, it's whatever. And I got to get used to this, because now, I think it was starting July or August, I'm on a straight press run. Hopefully, I'm hoping I'll be on a long press run for a new project I'm working on. So, you know, I got to get used to Zoom.
Yeah, you got to. I mean, even like, you know, outside of this, I do stand up, and I've done one Zoom show.
How was that?
So it was fine, because first of all, I mean, you know my background. Like, I, you know, television and radio, I'm a broadcast major, yada yada, right? So all of last year, every major holiday, my family from down south, right? The black side.
You're stupid.
Got to throw that in there. Shout out to my Sessions and Edmonds family. We've been doing Zooms.
For real?
So, yeah. So I was using that as practice.
I get bored in Zooms. You don't get bored in them?
Not with my family. It's impossible.
Oh, no. It's possible, because I sit there and I be zoning out. I'll look at the camera, I'll have fun and talk, and then all of a sudden, something falls like lightly in the house and I'm gone. I'm like, I'm just thinking about that the whole time. Or I'm thinking about, damn, I want to make myself a sandwich. I got to go to the kitchen. I got to go I can't do Zooms, even if people are looking at me.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a birthday roast, so.
Oh, okay.
For a comedian I know. I tore her up. It was too easy, like, honestly. But I don't like them. I prefer in front of a live crowd. Like, I just did my first live indoor show since November this past Wednesday.
Yeah? How was it? Did you have a mask on or you had it off?
Once I got on stage, I took it off. because everybody was far away. There's wipes right there. Like, my boy wiped off the mic before each and every, you know, person went on. So, and after, of course, which is the same thing.
Yeah. But, like, you're not afraid. Do they have their mask on or they had it off?
No, they had their mask on. Everyone in there had their mask on. Mm-hmm. Temperature checks, everything. Like, it was, like, to the point. Like, my homeboy, Dave Lester, mm-hmm. okay, we're working on a film, right? When we did our table read last Sunday, he said, Justin, let me take your temperature. Okay? We're not playing.
Wait, what film are we working on? You can't just throw a little and not say what it is.
A friend of ours, another comedian, Elijah Bullock, wrote a short film.
Mm-hmm.
We did one 2 years ago where I only had like 2 seconds. And that was because of scheduling. I was working with you. So I couldn't really be in the film because you remember in 18, I was a full-time student working at ASICS as a manager, working with you guys at Cumulus Media and interning for you and running comedy shows at Caroline. So I was doing so much. I couldn't really, my schedule was crazy. So we're working on a new film, and we're actually going to start filming it in another 2 weeks. It's a short movie, though. It's probably going to be like 30 minutes, but it's going to be really funny. It's just a, you know, it's like a conversation between four friends, and it follows them through the night. They're arguing in the car, and two of them that don't really like each other that much is going back and forth. But the cool thing about the film is it fits each comedian that's in it. It's only four of us in it, right? But the characters are like that. My character, Rick, is me.
All you?
Yep. My friend Elijah must have studied how I am as a, in like my personality and every other person part of the project, JP Justice, Dave Lester. And they all fit us. It's the weirdest thing. And we like while we were doing the read, we were like, yo, what the fuck, man? Like, he was like, I paid attention to y'all and y'all interactions with each other and all of that. And I just wrote a film. He wrote it like 2 years ago. He finished it this year because, you know, I motivate people. So I lit a fire under that ass. And now we have a project. So because I was like, yo, let's do another movie because it's been 2 years since we did the first one. Like we had a premiere in Williamsburg and everything. Like, there's a small independent theater out here in Brooklyn, in Williamsburg. I think it's called Stewart Cinemas. Anyway, we had a movie premiere there.
And you did it. And how did it turn out?
It was pretty good. Like, because he's from Brooklyn originally, Elijah. But he's been living in Staten Island since he was a kid. Mm-hmm. And his whole family came out. Like everybody from New York that lived in the boroughs came out to support him and friends and other comedians that we know, even ones that weren't in the film. Like it was pretty good. Keep it moving. I'll send you the link for it.
Please do. So I can watch.
Yeah.
Hold on one second. Because I got this dog. I tried to give her, I have her on my lap right now. I gave her, I have a thing of string cheese. I thought she was going to like chomp and chew it off. The chick swallowed the whole stick. The whole cheese, the string cheese. So I'm hoping that it doesn't make her sick. And if it comes out, I wonder if it's going to be whole or in pieces.
I just realized this film doesn't have a title. I'm looking at the script like, wait, there's no title. Anyway, guys, it's coming soon.
Huh? The movie you're going to be on?
Yeah. I'm looking at the script like digitally and the copy that I have, the paper copy. I'm like, there's no title. Anyway, I guess title's coming soon.
Yeah, don't stress. Just take care of your part.
Oh yeah, it was a great like we met up and we read the script out loud twice and it was good. Like the first time was, you know, rough reading, and then we actually acted it out. And I don't really have much acting experience, but you know how it is when you're a comedian, those types of things are natural.
Yeah, you are a born actor.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've done a little something when I was a kid. There was a weekend program for kids when I was like 7 or 8, and me and one of my closest cousins, we were in it. It was called Let's Pretend, and we wrote plays, and we acted them out for family. Aww. Like wrote our own plays. So that was long. Yeah, that was a long time ago. So I think I was born to do everything that I'm doing now. Comedy, broadcast, acting, everything else.
When all you can do is think whatever about else. It and stuff, yeah. You were born to do it.
That's all I think about. So I'm always working on, like, it's probably why I only sleep 6 hours a day.
Because you're always working.
Yeah. I wake up and I'm on 1,000. It drives the missus crazy. Mm-hmm. Because she's like, what's wrong with you? I thought of a new joke. Like, I sleep with my book right by me.
So you can write them down from your dreams?
Yeah, my professor, you know, I'm a professional student, ladies and gentlemen. I went to 3 colleges and finished finally at LaGuardia. I'm still going to go back and get my bachelor's. But a professor of mine, Professor Tate, he was my broadcast class, my mass media class, my television production, my internet journalism class professor, and he always told us either you keep a notebook by your bed on the nightstand or a recorder because ideas come to you.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the night, you wake up, boom, record it, write it down, whatever. If you wake up in the morning, do the same thing. If you have a dream about something, write it down. Mm-hmm. So that's what I've been doing lately, and the creative juices are going. But enough about me. When did you start in radio?
Oh, man. Now, I think it's 19 years ago. Oh, my God. 19 years.
Did you just say 19? But you're still young. What do you mean 19 years ago?
I wish. I think it even longer.
Loka, you're young. Compared to Howard Stern and all these other cats, you're very young.
I mean, no. Nowadays, there's big name radio personalities that are 19 years old now. Because thanks to the podcast world. Before, something that would take you forever to do, you would have to wait for somebody to die. It's not like that anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
she's not lying.
You got everybody online making their name for themselves.
Right.
And, you know, so it took me forever. Now it's people 19. Are like, there's younger ones. Even though back in the day, it was young radio personalities, but it was different. Like,
19 years. Wow.
And it started... Well, I think a little longer than that because I interned at BET and that's where it really all started for me.
Wow.
When it was 106 and Park, AJ and Free Time.
Oh, I was in high school.
Yeah,
then.
It was AJ and Free.
That was a long, long time ago.
I started there and then I transitioned from AJ to Free, with AJ and Free over to Roxy and Terrence. That's how long I was with them. And I interned on the BET, like the TV show side. It was a radio prep service. So it was super dope. I didn't really have to do much, but I got to interview everybody. Like when Kanye came out through the wire, that was one of my interviews.
Wow.
And mind you, I didn't know who the fuck he was and I didn't care who he was. The man was talking on his ass every 2 seconds. And I'm like, like I just asked him how he was doing and why the whole time he runs on talking about this damn Louis Vuitton book bag. Louis Vuitton this and da, 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 da. Like, so everything that we see now, anybody who's
he's always been
like that. Yeah. Anybody in the entertainment business that worked when he came out and even before that knows that he was just super eccentric, you know? I'm not going to say crazy because he's not crazy. I mean, crazy is not a bad word. So, but he was very eccentric. Yeah. So I interviewed him and then, I had an embarrassing one on 106 and Park. I interviewed Birdman and was it Baby? No, Baby is Birdman. Yeah.
Get in person. Yes,
that's the thing. During the interview, Manny Fresh, I called Birdman Manny Fresh. And then Manny Fresh, God. I called him Baby or I don't know. I mixed up the name, but they let me ride through the whole thing. And then at the end, they were like, I'm Birdman Baby, and that's Manny Fresh. And I was like, oh, shit. And mind you, I'm in a room with my boss, other people in other departments, and them and their people. And they're all, like, giggling and just making fun of me without me knowing. I mean, I was an intern. I let them know. I was like, fuck.
Damn.
Yeah, I embarrassed myself many times as when I started, but I don't care. I mean,
I wish I was there with you back then. I would have been like, oh, God.
Yeah. But the thing is, it wasn't like you saw them a lot. Not like now. Juvenile. I knew who Juvenile was, but I didn't know who Baby was. What the hell? I knew who Lil Wayne was.
Yeah.
I didn't know who, Manny Fresh. I don't remember. Right. I just knew his face, but I didn't remember his name. And I felt so stupid. And then Juvenile, he was a nice guy. And matter of fact, the funny shit was, I was interviewing Juvenile in one room, right? And it's like one long room. Yeah. Juvenile is in the front and Kanye's in the back. So I'm interviewing Juvenile and I just walked in and Kanye was interviewing somebody else. And as soon as he was done and I was done, I walked over to Kanye and then the person walked over back to Juvenile. And I'm talking to both of them like, yo, who the hell are you? I don't give a damn. Because I was a New Jersey, New York girl. So for me, anybody who's not from New York, New Jersey, I didn't care at the time. I was like, that ain't real music. Yeah, the South. Like, I felt bad. Like, now looking back at it.
That's terrible. Yeah,
now that I look back, I was like, yo, I was stupid as hell. But back then, I was all New Jersey, New York. Like, nah, man. Nah, send. And then when I moved to...
Like, I don't care about the dirty
South.
Yeah,
but then when I moved to Florida, boy, I learned what the South is all about. And Juvenile was king. And Kanye was still Kanye.
That's right, man. Come on, man. Yeah. I ain't no pussy-ass nigga, you understand? I'm a rapper, but I'm still a gorilla, you understand? What? That was my group, man. Cash Money Millionaires. Oh, man, the Hot Boys, Big Timers.
Yo, I didn't...
Old school.
I didn't care about none of them. I didn't care. No. Nope. When I went to Florida, and man. Then I had to work with all of them, because, like I said, when you work in radio in out of the markets where people are like, I don't want to work... I don't want to leave New York. I want to work only in New York. You're so mistaken. You should want to leave because you have a bigger experience when you work outside of the market. You get to interview more.
I believe it.
And so I had to. I worked with Juvenile. I worked the whole Cash Money clique. Like, I was with all of them.
Yeah.
Up and down the streets at the clubs hosting. And it was, like, the best experience. Then I ended up loving them all. Like, I was like, yes.
Because you knew their names.
Yeah, it's like, I knew their names, but they were all dope. Like, they were all hella nice. And working with them, they treated me very respectfully. Like, I didn't have no problems. None. It was so dope. And then I come here and this happens.
Good. You said then you got
what? Then, I moved from Florida to here again, and it was just a different experience. But Florida radio, yo, I owe my whole career to Florida. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I work on trying to pay it back, like, you know, with the people that taught me and showed me my way. That's why I got H. Vidal DJing with me on the morning show. And then I'm trying to work on a real morning show, like, with not saying that mine's is not a real one, but for me, when you do think of a morning show, you think of an ensemble, a cast. So I'm trying.
Agree.
I'm trying to work on making a whole. I already know.
Oh man, I got something. Something was in my
chest. Yes, Justin, you're part of it. But my dream would be to have the guy who really taught me everything. Like, H. Vidal taught me how to do production. And then there's this gentleman by the name of Hannah's Baby Boy Steel. He taught me how to build the relationships with everybody in the business, because he didn't want to deal with the label reps. He taught me how to schedule music and everything. He didn't want to deal with some people, so he had me do it. Like, I had you go get people in the front. He had me go pick people up in the airport. Like, I'm out picking up, was it Pitbull and Neo at the airport, to come into the studio to do an interview, and then I drop them off.
Wow.
In a hoopty. Like a hoop. My hoop guest said, I'm really sorry. I didn't know who they were either when they first started. But I picked them up. They were like, oh, it's all good. Can we go get something to eat? I take them to get something to eat. And then we go into the studio. They do the interview. And I didn't know who Pitbull was at the time. But then when he finishes, I was like, oh, you're the guy who sings Culo.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was the one that was popping. And he was like, oh, yeah, you didn't know? I said, no, man, because we just talked, because he's Hispanic, I'm Hispanic. So we just started talking Spanish. Mind you, he's from Florida, so he could have drove his happy ass up there, here where we were. He was in 305, I'm in the 813. He ended up flying up, but he was hella cool. And Neo, my whole career, I saw him at least every year. Every year I was seeing him. Not like nothing relationship wise, but like he was always at the radio station doing an interview, performing for one of our stations. Like, it was just hella dope. Oh man, like I'm telling you, if anybody ever gets a chance to leave New York and pursue their dream in radio, do it.
because you're gonna, it'll be offered more opportunity to build relationships with the artist, the label, that it'll end up working better for you later.
Yeah, I know how New York is right now, and I've been looking outside of New York myself. So if the opportunity comes knocking,
yeah, but
I'm
you're at a different age, you know, like when you're younger, get out there and freaking sleep on couch surf your way through everything. But at a certain age, you can't be leaving and couch surfing because you're gonna lose your wife, you're gonna lose your house, you're gonna lose it all. You got to be smart about it. If you're going to leave, you're going to leave for a job, not for an internship. You're going to leave for a good paying job. Not saying don't take it because they're only giving you $12. You just got to have a game plan. I'm going to go there. They're going to give me, because when you leave New York, the pay is very different. There's no union protecting you. So you leave, you got to leave and know that, okay, I'm going to do the radio station in the daytime. I'm going to do UPS in the afternoon or in the evening. And on the weekends, I'm going to do babysitting, something to get the funds in. Because that's the only way you're going to survive. Like, you know, the experience is great, but you got to make sure you have a game plan. Because if not, it was nice knowing the career.
Be asked out. It's true. It's true. Very true. For shits and giggles, how many times did we get in trouble by
Ken? I got in trouble every day, but not as much as when I was with Raphael. Raphael, I was in trouble every day, all day. But with Ken, it was different. Like, Ken understood my crazy. He would, you know, if he was mad, he would be like, yo. And
no, but I mean me and you together.
Wow, still, he understood my crazy. There's no real trouble. He just be like, loca.
Yeah. The phone will ring or he'll come in the studio and I'm like, oh, shit.
You're killing me. And then he'll walk right back out. If he comes back, you're killing me. You know, and that was one boss that I will say that he understood me and allowed me to be free and do what I wanted. You know, I mean, of course, there was some rules I had to follow, but a lot of times he was like, just, I hired you to be crazy, so please carry on.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, you would be like, Justin, go down the hall, see if he wants anything for lunch. And he would be smiling from ear to ear if I did that. So that was like, I guess that was our way of being
Hell yeah. Yo, you got to know how to apologize without having to say sorry. Yo, you hungry, my dude? I got you. Sorry.
Like, man, I'm going to go to Chipotle. Yeah. You want anything? And he'll be like, I'm good, Justin. All right, cool, man. All right. Let us know. I'm good. I was like, okay.
It's better to ask for forgiveness, kind of, by giving food than it is to say, hey, can I do this? Ask for permission. Hold on.
Yep.
All right. So, but yeah, I love Ken. Ken is the dopest. I've been blessed with having some dope program directors.
I still keep in touch.
He's chilling. You know, he's working. He's working with Nick Cannon and stuff. So the man stay busy.
Yeah. And he's back. He's back in the DMV area, right? All right. I'm going to send him a flyer because I'll be down not too far from him, so you never know. He might show
if
up.
Ken's free, he'll come. He loves the support. Just like DL Hughley. Oh my god, I love that man. I love him. He's so sweet.
Yeah, he was so cool. Yo, funny story. We're not there anymore, so we can say what we want. There was a day you left me in the studio, right? To do whatever you had to do. And we did what we always do. What do we always do before he comes there? You test the mic. I put out the script. I get the water bottles, right? And we sit it in front of his mic. Why did his bodyguard come into the studio and goes, Dio's upset? I'm like, why is he upset? He doesn't have his water bottle. I said, his water bottles are there. There's three of them, like he always asks for. He goes, are you sure? Yes. I said, would you like me to show you where? And he goes, yeah. So I leave the studio. I'm walking down the hall where DL is, and my arm is pointing to where the water is. Before we reach the freaking window, DL gives me a thumbs up, like he found it. So I look at the dude. I said, you know, bro, we did this like 3 hours ago.
Oh, Derek, he's the best, though. I love Derek.
So he didn't feel bad. I said, yo, man, I saw your cameo on Contrarian on Netflix. Congratulations, you're famous. He was like, thank you. And he walked away.
That's Derek.
But I was nervous. I was like, oh man, I'm gonna lose my internship and they're gonna fire me. Oh no.
Things happen. DL, I've never seen him upset, but people have mentioned it, but I've never seen him upset. That man always stays happy and always like supporting and always taking us out to eat. Oh my God. That man has an appetite.
Very cool.
He always likes to go out to restaurants. You weren't there when he took my first batch of interns out.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't.
Yo, that man, when he's talking to everybody and he's like, he's always in a good mood, but there's like levels to his good moods. When he's in extremely good mood, anybody he sees, we're going to eat. Come on. We're going to eat. Come on. And this was the day my interns were there and he took us out to eat. Yeah. Mind you, we always go out to good restaurants. DL will not, he does raggedy restaurants sometimes, but that man likes to sit down and nice.
Listen, that it's so crazy because you guys told me about the steakhouse, and there are comedians that I know that talk
quality
about
meat.
Steakhouse.
Yo, son, they got this Tomahawk kid. I've never been there. I'm financially restructuring my life since birth.
Same.
But DL, he was like, "Come on, we're gonna go eat." We went to damn Quality Meats. And it was a steak that was from the tip of my fingers all the way to my elbow, the bone. It was just, and then they had this creme brulee. And he orders everything. Like, you say, okay, I'm gonna order a salad, right? Imagine you say that. He looks at you like, what the? Get out my table. Get out of here. You're gonna eat. We ain't playing this little salad game. And he was like, all right, she's gonna have this. All of us. He took my interns. It was three of them. Me, him, three interns and somebody else. Derek wasn't there at the time. He's buying drinks for everybody. Yeah. I'm like, I wasn't drinking at the time, but he's buying drinks for these kids, buying them steaks. And I tell them, I was like, yo, y'all better not get used to this because this doesn't always happen. Y'all just were very blessed this time because I don't ever remember being an intern and going to a restaurant and sitting down. Mind you, listening to conversation, adult conversation. Not saying that they're kids, but like, business conversation, like stuff that you're not supposed to sit down and listen to, but they're sitting there. And as soon as we walked out, I gave them the only freaking conversation. I said, you will die if you repeat anything that was said at this table. I will personally kill you. This man felt very comfortable to sit there and talk politics in front of you. You better shut the hell up. And to this day, they've never said anything, but I'm telling you, DL, to be able to sit and have a conversation with him is just always great. And I know his point of view is not what everybody likes, but put some of his point of views to the side. He does speak facts and he does care and he loves everybody. He wants to see everybody succeed. Everybody. And when I say he will give his shirt off his back, I've seen it personally. When he walks out in the street and it was a summer day, this guy was like, yo, I'm a fan. He stopped, talked to him. The man, I guess, said something about his shirt. And he was like, you can have it. Mind you, of course, he's trying to flex. The man's been in the gym and stuff, eating right, living good. Gives it, and then we go over to Barney's, and he picks up something else. I love him. I'm such a fan of his. Like, I love him.
Yeah, I remember the first time I met him, and, like, it was, like, after you guys interviewed Kevin for Pop Culture Vultures, and Jamie's like, DL's here. You want to meet him? And we're like, yeah. All right, come on, let's go. We go to the studio. He had just, I guess he didn't start his show or he just finished. I don't know. I don't really remember. And he's like, yeah, yo, these are my guys, man. They're comedians, this is Justin Ramos, Kevin Mason. Tell him about your show. And I'm like, I don't want to tell him about my show. He's not going to come. And he's like, yo, man, stop being modest. He said, yo, my man just got his own show at Caroline's on Broadway, son. That's crazy. And then DL's like, oh, word? He said, oh, man, that's dope. When is the show? And I'm like, it's next Wednesday, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, that's really cool, man. That's good. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, he's so dope. I love him to death. Now he's still doing his radio show, and the man still, after being passing out from this COVID, he's still out there working and getting it. He ain't letting this paper stop. Not one bit. Mm-mm. Showing up.
Doing his stank thing.
Now, what are your future goals now with this podcast?
What are my future goals with the podcast? to get more people overseas to listen. I'm getting listens now, though. I see the analytics. It's mostly in Ireland, which is crazy. Like, okay, of course, because I'm American, 98% of my listens come from the U.S., but people in Ireland are listening to me, Germany, France. I'm like,
what? Look at it. St. Patty's Day's coming up. You better do a special.
I was in my head like,
do a special show for my Irish people. St. Patty's Day.
It's a little.
You're
little
hilarious.
2%, you know?
Listen, 2% is big. Some people don't even have any percent. All my Germans, all I know is 9999, which means no.
Yeah,
9999.
So, you know, I mean, listen, it because of Anchor, it's everywhere. So I'm good with that. I don't have to upload it to Apple and Google and Spotify and all of the independents. I could just put it out here and it's gone. It's out for the world. So you know how it is. You got to promote. Mm-hmm. So,
and you're up against a lot.
That's the easy part, but people got to listen.
Yeah. So, how do you keep your motivation, really though, with the times that we're in and so many people having a podcast?
I don't pay attention to what everyone else is doing. I've always been that way. Like, I just focus on what I'm doing. Like, I never really care about, like, because, you know, people have given me suggestions, and I'm like, but everybody's doing that. Like, I had a friend from high school tell me, oh, yeah, we should do a podcast, and we should watch Power. And I'm like, okay, and what are we doing, the watch along? And she's like, yeah. I was like, do you know how boring those shows are? Like, I love wrestling, right? When a favorite wrestling podcast of mine does a watch along, and they're watching WrestleMania from 85, I don't listen to that show. You know how boring that is? And look at this. Macho Man's coming off the top. You know, when Macho Man was at a... And they get the whole backstory. That shit is boring. I like to do it where if I do my interviews, I already know that my interview is going to be... Of course, I'm going to ask you questions, but it's more conversational. I learned that from the person that's on the other line, on the other end of this phone. So, but yeah, it is best to me when you're doing these types of interview type shows to make it personal.
It's a whole lot better.
Yeah, organic. Thank you, manager. Organic. She's wording to me. Thank you. Don't be shy. It's okay. She laughed earlier when we first started. I was like, it's okay to laugh.
Why don't you guys do it? Like, I know this might not. People have said this to you, but you always mention her, your wife, but you never show her. At least put her voice out there. Put her on a podcast.
Oh, that's her idea. When I post her, she all right. It's been up there long enough. Take it down. Yeah, she
but
keeps
the voice
separate.
Part would be nice.
Yeah, but it might end up like Malcolm and Marie.
I know you ain't just say that to me.
Now, you know what I'm saying? So you never know.
Nope. Might,
did you watch that movie? Okay, well, if you guys watch it, you guys will not be doing any of the nasty.
Why
are you
gonna be? All I kept hearing is it was toxic and it was a mirror for a lot of couples.
Yes, I agree.
Was. So I ain't trying to mess up my happy home. In fact, Mr. Tinder's here. Say hi.
Light skin.
Hey, what up? Go ahead, say your line.
Light skin, what up?
I knew you was going to do that. Oh, my God. Yo, you know what's so funny? I still, when people ask me what my show is about, I give them, like, different versions of it, like when I have a comic or if I do a sneaker show, but I always share the episode because it had the best sound quality. I mean, fucking PLJ studio, so they'd be like, oh your shit sound mad professional and shit. Yeah, thank you.
But this sounds good. Like, you sound mad clear. So,
hey man, listen, iPhones
sure enough,
are amazing.
I got
okay?
a new one. I'm on it. That's why I've been posting a lot today.
What do you mean today? You post a lot every day. You're
I
just as bad as me.
I slack on my posting lately because I just If I ain't got nothing going on, right. I ain't posting. I'm not one of those. If I feel it, I'll do it. If I got something to do, I'll do it. But if not, you catch me off of it. The only thing I've been posting a lot is this little girl right here.
You be up at 4 in the morning.
That's it. You'll hear me say, buenos dias. That's it. What do you see from after that? Nothing. Not a damn thing.
Everything
you
else.
Know what? No.
Everything
no,
else?
No. Not at all. Come on. I'm going back to it, though. Today, I've been going ham today, honey. I've been posting left and right. Just posting my outfit. Because I want to get back to vlogging. But I don't want to do it on YouTube because YouTube be acting up. Like, they don't want to promote nobody. They don't want nobody to be seen. So I'd rather do Instagram. Instagram doesn't promote, but at least everybody gets alerted about my videos. So I decided to just stick to YouTube. Stick to Instagram to do my vlogs.
Yeah, you can sponsor.
Yeah,
them.
And they be like banning you or blocking your videos. I'm like, man, let me just stick with Instagram. It'd be a little loose.
They're starting to change things too. Cause I had 2 days ago, I was trying to respond to someone, and they was like, "This goes against our guidelines." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" Mm-hmm. I didn't even say anything mean. But it's Facebook, really. I mean, Facebook owns them, so Instagram's kind of taking their rules and they're applying it to Instagram, and it's like, oh god, like you can't, yo. Throughout the whole pandemic, they were coming at me hard for promo videos I did years ago. BMG Music Group owns the rights to this, so we're taking your video down. I'm like, what?
Get out. Yeah. YouTube is worse than that.
Old.
I said YouTube is worse than that. They've been doing that for the longest.
All of them. All the record companies are coming after a lot of people now. They say...
Yeah, they were bored.
They say they're going after gamers. Gamers make more money.
Of course they are. And of course they do. Come on, man. Ninja, the world most famous gamer for playing Fortnite, he freaking has an Adidas deal, okay? He works for Adidas.
Who's Ninja?
he's a very popular gamer. He got famous for playing Fortnite. Yeah, he's huge. Like,
I thought
he's
PewDiePie
on,
was
Twitch
bigger.
And, I don't even know who that is.
PewDiePie is a gamer. This guy's been making bread since before. Yeah, PewDiePie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the ones that do the kid games, I'm like, how are they making bread off of kids?
Yo, they making money, man. They really are making money.
And they be
like,
talking reckless sometimes.
That's crazy.
I'm like, yo, how the parents are allowing it?
Yeah.
Then they get mad. They get mad at other people. Like, no, you let your kid listen to this person talk on the damn game.
Yeah.
Look at kids doing makeup.
That's true.
Kids doing makeup and getting paid.
True, them kids.
Yeah, my niece has a YouTube and she's 6 and she's doing makeup tutorials and stuff. I was with her the other day. I'm like, when's your next video coming out?
I don't know.
I'm like, what do you mean? You're a star now. That's actually, she gets shy. But when that camera was on, she was like, all right, I'm a star now. Mm. So, you know, I mean, it's even like the kid, there's a kid making a couple million just opening up and unboxing toys.
Yeah, I remember him, that little boy banking, yo. Banking.
Yeah.
I need this little girl over here doing something. Like, you gotta make your money back. I gotta make your money back. I'm working on
you
it.
You could do that.
I'm working on it.
You could do like mini. You could do like a mini series.
Well, that's what I'm doing on the gram. I post about her. You know what I got to deal with because this thing ain't easy. People think that, well, I knew having a dog wasn't easy, but shit, man, I'm learning it day by day. Her biting on my shoes, biting on us, pissing all over the place. Like, bitch, I hate you sometimes. But then.
I think I should have had a real baby because at least the baby would have to take her out like every hour. She can pee in the, he or she could pee in the diaper, you know? Like, damn.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mr. Tender. Mr. Tender, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm old. Like, I like my dog, but shit. Sometimes at night, I don't want to let her go. Like, I hold her and I just let her lay. Like, right now, she's laying on me in the car. And I know that I shouldn't be doing this because she's going to be 70 to 80 pounds soon. And to have that on my lap is not going to be easy. But right now, it's like, I want her on my lap. Like, yeah. She's so cute. She's sleeping. And do you hear her? Like, she moans. So I'm bringing it close so they can hear her. Like, I'm rubbing her, and if I move her around, she starts... Oh, now she don't want to moan. She be moaning. I'm like...
Yeah, I had animals my whole life growing up. So, like, I've always had a cat. I had a dog when I was little. I had a dog from high school until I was about 30. So
I've always had pets, but they weren't my pet. Like, it was a family pet. They were my babies, but my dad walked them, fed them, showered them, did everything. Now, this one is all me. Like, and I decided to pick a dog that is very intelligent and is going to try to test me all the time. And I don't know how, and I can't really, like, you know, like certain dogs, you can be like, get your ass out of here. Come on. This one, she gonna just show me a tooth and I'm be like, all right, whatever you want. Whatever you want, we good. And the girls are the bitches out of all of them. Like, the Doberman men, they're goofy. They want to just be fun, have fun, and enjoy everybody. The girls, oh, they look at you like, yo, who is you? You know who I am? You know what I could do to you?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had the only like girl pet I've ever had were cats when I was like a kid, really little. But recently my last cat that I had, I had that cat for 17 years and I had the dog for 16. They were both males and they hated each other. They didn't get cool until they were seniors. They hated each other. And then once they got in their later stages in life, they were cool. They would smell each other, chase each other around, and be playing. I'm like, the fuck? It was weird. I was like, oh, now y'all want to be friends. What happened in the early 2000s? Like, you guys hated each other. It's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's crazy, my first crazy girl, and I'm happy to have her.
But what I will ask you is, what advice would you have for someone who wants to pursue broadcasting?
You have every chance to make it. You have a bigger chance to make it now than ever before because you got, like, yourself a podcast. You got YouTube. You got Instagram. You know, just roll with the punches. Don't give up. Keep going. Take breaks. But enjoy the ride and be consistent. And be true to you because that's where you'll be successful. Don't be like, oh, I'm going to sound like, if you're a guy, like Envy. Or Enough, or Charlamagne. Like, be who you are, and you'll be fine. Girls, don't be Angie. Don't be Wendy. Don't be Nessa. I don't know if wherever you're listening, who your celebrity or your big afternoon, morning, or midday person is, but don't be them. Just be you, and it'll work out. You'll find who you are. And you don't always have to change your name. Like, La Loca was mine because I thought Sharon was boring, but I picked La Loca because my friend, I am crazy, but...
Yeah, but your last name is fire.
That's Tinder's last name. I ain't gonna ring you. Montero,
no, I mean your last name.
Huh?
Come on, man.
I'm not saying it's not. I just wanted something that I could separate the two because I am crazy, right? But Sharon is super...
Yeah, we know that.
Super shy. I don't like to be in front of people. I don't like to really talk to a lot of people because I'm shy. I'm afraid of somebody saying something negative. So Sharon is quiet, but La Loca, oh, that bitch is crazy. And she like to have fun. And I picked the name because some days, you know, when you want to have fun and people call you crazy, but you're not really being crazy, you're just having fun, that's the name that they go for. I always want to change the narrative of crazy. I think... Crazy is a fun name. I think crazy is positive because when you step out the box, they think you're crazy. So I'm stepping out the box and I'm crazy. So yeah, my advice is just have fun. True. Get out there and take jobs and enjoy your life. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Yes!
Just fucking do it.
But put in the work. Don't think that you're going to get an afternoon job straight out the gate because you think you got numbers on podcasts and Instagram because it's a total different monster. Like, honey, be a student of the game.
Right.
Listen to every radio station possible. Even if you don't understand the language, you'll pick it up. And listen to how, don't listen for the music.
Yeah.
Listen for how they do interviews. Listen to how they get in and out of breaks. Listen to how they sound on commercials. You're not going to mimic them, but you are going to study it so that when it's your turn, you can make it smooth. Mm-hmm. And you're not sounding like an idiot or sounding like envy of them. You're sounding like a real professional. Yes. And I'm always listening to radio personalities. When I'm in the car, I don't like to listen to any playlist. I don't listen to my phone. I turn on my radio and I listen to people's conversations. I want to see how they get in and out of breaks. Do they even feel comfortable? You know, that's always been me.
Right.
No, that's one thing I don't
do. Listen to yourself?
No, sir. I don't know. I don't like it. I just feel I'm not a narcissist. I don't like to listen to myself. I don't like to look. No. No, sir. No.
I'm the same way. Even with like this podcast, I have been listening to it, but I'm like, this is weird. I don't even like to watch my old stand-up.
But I do. It's not weird. It's normal. It's people just don't like the sound of this. They think they, because I'm an overcritic. That's the thing. Like, it's not only because I don't like my voice. It's just I will sit there and dissect it to the point that I make myself sick. So I just I have a squad that I keep very close to me. And we sit there and they break apart my show, and very honest. They're not there like being malicious. They be like, yo, you delayed this, or you sound like you didn't know what you were talking about. You need to do this better. And some of the ones that they say, I'll go back to the exact moment that they said what it was a problem, and I'll listen to that point only. Outside of that, I ain't listening to it.
Yeah. It's like a couple weeks ago when I was like, I don't know what you're doing today, but you are like on. And it was a Friday show. I was in my head like, maybe it's because it's the end of the week. I don't know. But whatever she's doing today, she's like on.
Yeah.
And you know, I would know. I sat next to you for 4 months, right? And I've seen you be like, I'm not in the fucking mood today. Yeah. And as soon as she goes on air,
it's like your comedy. Don't nobody give a fuck about what's going on in your personal. You better turn that bitch on. You're there to entertain. You're there to give people breaks from their life. So that's one thing. Like, I could never. I can't go. Like, lately, I think it was a day before yesterday, I was very honest with my breakdown. I was not feeling good, but I can't bring my sadness to somebody else. And what if they were using me, like listening to me, so they could take a break and not think about the madness? And what if I made them hurt themselves, not make them, because I can't make anybody do anything, but I brought out the negative because I was talking about my negative. That's one thing you won't catch me on the radio doing. Like, I try not to be negative. I try to keep it positive, fun, giving you a break of what's going on in your life. And that's one thing that you got to figure out, is who you want to be on the radio. That's another advice.
That's very true. Find your voice.
Find it, my love. I know I'm not no Wendy. Oh, hell to the knob. But I know I'm not no Angie either. Angie, like, everybody thinks just because you're Latin and you want to do radio, you want to be like Angie Martinez. Quite the opposite. I want to be me.
Yeah.
And mind you, I'm a fan of all every radio personality, because this job is not easy. It drains you mentally, but I don't want to be you. I want to be me. I like me. I'm fucking fly, bitch. Angie, you fly in your way, but I'm fly. I ain't even starting off what you do, but bitch, I'm fly. Yes.
Oh, man. We're going to have to do a part two for this.
But I'd rather do it in person.
This is going very well.
Right now, I'm having a hard time on this damn phone. I'm distracted because we're in a parking lot.
No, we could do that. Trust me, I am too. Our personalities are very similar, which is strange, but you know, I didn't think there'd be people like me, but there are quite a few like you and I, so probably millions of people like us, but whatever. But no, we definitely could do this again. I think this was dope. We got over an hour already, so we could stop it right here. Well, that's how we are. Yeah. You and I get to talking and it's over.
Yes, sir.
It's just good chemistry.
Yeah.
We family, son. You understand? Don't tell the
Puerto
Rican community.
There is really no beef between Puerto Ricans and Dominicans anymore. I know, but I want to make sure that people don't think, because people think it's stuff like Bible.
No, there's no. Yeah. I love everybody. I don't care.
Listen, rice is rice, okay? Tony Roberts said it. Rice, yeah, is rice. White rice. It's the same.
All right. Well, listen, great. Continue success. Let me know when we're going to do part two. Mi gente, I love you. Que Dios me la bendiga. Hoy, mañana y siempre. Which means may God bless you. I am about to.
Let people know where to follow you.
Today, tomorrow, forever. Deuces, follow me on the gram at It's La Loca. ItsLaLoca. YouTube, same thing. Just add TV to the back of it. Thank you, Justin. Love you, bro.
I love you too. Listen, y'all, this has been another great episode of Just a Kid from Brooklyn. We had our special guest, La Loca, my mentor. So, man, listen, like, share, subscribe, give me that 5-star rating on Apple. Follow me at Justin the Comic. East New York, what's up? We'll be back with a brand new episode very soon.